worship to God, which brings us to our final point, which is actually kind of 2 points smashed together, but whatever. What we want to see from the verses that remain in this passage is that the Lord himself will reward and repay. In verse 24, we see part of Paul's motivation for slaves to work as unto the Lord. He says in verse 23, work heartily as for the Lord and not men. And then he tells us why slaves are encouraged to work this way. He says, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. We talked about the primary motivation for why we're to work as unto the Lord, because work is worship. We were created to worship God. But it seems as if Paul is saying here that there's some other, I guess, if you want to call it, secondary motivation. And I know a lot of you are sitting there thinking, wait a minute, Paul. So you mean to tell me that part of the reason why I should be motivated to be a good employer or employee is because I have this reward, this inheritance to look forward to? And on behalf of Paul, I would say that's exactly right. That's exactly what he's saying. Believers should work and labor on their jobs knowing that one day they will receive a reward from Christ himself. And that brings up a couple of questions. If that's the case, you got to answer a couple of things. First off, what is this inheritance that Paul is talking about? Anybody want to guess? Say it loudly, or I'll just tell you. Heaven, that's right. It's the kingdom of God. Okay, this is the inheritance that believers have to look forward to. The people that Paul originally wrote this letter to, these slaves, they had no hope of any kind of earthly inheritance. In fact, I think legally they weren't allowed to inherit anything. So they just busted it for years of their life with nothing to look forward to. They didn't have some lavish retirement on, you know, some island resort somewhere to look forward to. But Paul comes to them and he encourages them with these words. He reminds them that those who trust in Christ, those who have Jesus as their Lord, will inherit the kingdom of God. Regardless of your social standing, your economic standing, you will receive the kingdom of God. Now, fast forward to us. You can work a menial job all your life, not make a ton of money, not be able to afford to retire comfortably. And if you belong to Christ, if he is your Lord, you will inherit, you will retire rather, and inherit the kingdom of God. You will inherit an eternity in the presence of God himself. This is glorious beyond anything that you can expect to receive in this life. And that's what awaits those who belong to Christ. Now, the next question is, does this verse teach salvation by works? Is it suggesting that the way that we get to heaven is based on something that we do? Somebody please answer this question. Thank you. Thank you. That is not at all what Paul is saying. Paul is not saying, if you want to get to heaven, if you want to be fit for the kingdom of God, you need to work like this. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying to the believer is, you belong to Christ. He is supreme. He is sufficient. And because you belong to him, you will inherit the kingdom of God. Therefore, you ought to work in a way that honors him. There's two completely different things. If you don't get that, you don't get the gospel. You got to get that. And not only that, not only do we see this promise that Jesus, that Jesus will reward those who belong to him, but we also have this reminder that he will repay those who do wrong. Look at verse 25. It says, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality, no favoritism. And finally, in chapter 4, verse 1, speaks, it's directed towards masters, and they're encouraged to treat their slaves fairly and justly. Why? Because they have a master who is in heaven. All of us will give an account for our entire lives, including how we conduct ourselves on the job. These two verses highlight the justice of God. The whole point is that God will judge how we conduct ourselves in these relationships, in our work relationships, and his judgment is just. He will do what is right. These verses leave us with both a warning and a comfort. We can be sure that God will not let wrongdoing in our work relationships go unpunished. So if you're an employee and you're not doing right by your boss, you're skimming money off registers or not punching out for your lunch break or any number of other ways that people get over on their employers, that's not going to escape the notice of God. And if you're working for someone who's not treating you fairly, not paying you for the work that you're doing, you can be assured that that doesn't escape the notice of God either. God is just. And Genesis 18, 25, we find Abraham asking this rhetorical question, shall not the judge of all the earth do what is right? And the answer is yes. God will do what is right. He will reward those who belong to Christ, and he will repay wrongdoing.